Scripture text is taken from the book of Psalms, Psalm chapter 118, verse 25. Psalm chapter 118, verse 25, where we read, "Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity." This is a prayer that I hope that by the time we get finished with the sermon this morning, we'll all have memorized. If you don't hear it 10 times, you won't have heard it at all. The 118th Psalm is ascribed to David by many, although as far as the scripture is concerned, the psalmist is not actually named. The 118th Psalm is recited at the Feast of Tabernacles. There are branches that are waved around at the Feast of Tabernacles, which are called hosannas by some, the leafy boughs which are waved around at that time. And the 118th Psalm, in getting to our season, the Easter season, the Passover season, is the last of six psalms which form the Hallel, which is a Hebrew word which means the praise. Psalms 113 through 118 are sung at the Passover. In fact, the 118th Psalm was the last hymn sung by Jesus and his disciples after his last Passover meal with them on earth, what we know of as the Last Supper. So after the institution of the Lord's Supper, and before departing for Gethsemane, we read in the Gospel of Matthew that Jesus and his disciples sung a hymn. And this is what they had sung. It's amazing that our Lord was able to sing, bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar, just before leaving for his darkest hour. Now the 22nd verse is clearly identified as speaking of Jesus Christ in a few places in the New Testament, where he is referred to as our spiritual cornerstone. And then at least two verses were quoted by the multitudes on Palm Sunday and ascribed to Christ. Part of our text this morning, "Save now, I pray," in other words, Hosanna, and also, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." So the context of our text is clearly a messianic one, specifically one of expectation of the coming of the Lord. So I pray that you came here this morning with a holy expectation that the Lord might come into your heart this morning. "Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity." Let the prayer of the multitudes and the prayer of the psalmist now become our prayer this morning. First, our prayer is a spiritual prayer. Secondly, our prayer is a personal prayer. And third, our prayer is a corporate prayer. In other words, a prayer that we can all pray together this morning. First, our prayer is a spiritual prayer. "Save now, I pray," is Hosanna in the Hebrew. Hosanna was shouted out by the multitudes on the first Palm Sunday. Now, there were two kinds of people in the Palm Sunday crowd. There were those who wanted spiritual help from God, those who were crying out for salvation of their souls, and there were those who wanted earthly benefits from God. The latter type of person would just as easily be able to cry out, "Crucify him, crucify him," just a few short days later, when they didn't have their earthly wants fulfilled. Let's not be like them. Let's be like the first group who are crying out, "Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity for the benefit of their souls." We see that in Christ's fulfillment of this verse, the salvation and the prosperity that is spoken of here are not earthly and temporal salvation and prosperity. Rather, they are spiritual salvation and spiritual prosperity. So I ask you, what kind of prayers do you pray? Are your prayers spiritual? Do you seek to honor God with your prayers? Or are you busy trying to use God for your own earthly self-interest? Are you in it to receive what God is willing to give and offers you? Or do you come to God for what you can get? Of some, it is written, "You ask and you do not receive." You ever wonder why it seems that God doesn't answer your prayers? Here's one reason, maybe, why He doesn't. Because you ask amiss. In other words, maybe what you're asking is out of the will of God. "Thy will be done," we're taught to pray. "Not my will, but thy will," is the example of the prayer of the Savior. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. Save now, or Hosanna, is a spiritual prayer, for it indicates both praise and supplication. The idea of Hosanna not only connotes a desire for spiritual salvation, but it can also be used as an expression of praise and thanksgiving to God. If God's horn, that is His power, is not exalted, and we are not supplicants of God, we cannot expect His help and to have communion with Him. Yet when we praise and beseech the Lord, we come on His terms. And many times, God's people experience a greater blessing than they could have conceived themselves. Have you ever prayed to God and asked God for something, and you thought that maybe God would answer you in such and such a way? But God answered you a little bit differently. Maybe He answered you in the way you asked and added something. Or maybe He answered you in a better way. Solomon asked for wisdom. And indeed, God blessed him with more wisdom than Solomon could have conceived that he might get in answer to the prayer. He was simply asking for wisdom to be able to judge disputes. But what does the Lord do? The Lord gives Solomon wisdom above and beyond any man who ever lived or whoever will live, with the exception, of course, of Jesus Christ, who in the strictest sense is not a man, but God Himself. Beyond even this, Solomon received blessings in his lifetime, riches and honor and length of days, at least to the extent that he would live his life to the glory of God. Secondly, our prayer is a personal prayer. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray. Send now prosperity. So what do we learn? Who's praying here? I'm praying. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray. This prayer is in the first person. Let's not stand around and wait for somebody else to pray. For if we all did that, then who would pray? And how then would God get the glory when we see answered prayers among us? The promise is available to those who seek God's salvation. For it is written, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So why not you this morning? Why not pray, save now? I pray, O Lord. For if we pray in the purity of our heart, the Lord has promised that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why not you today? When we say, well, it is fine for others, but not for me. I'll find my own way to heaven. I will try this religious system, or this man-made way, or this human wisdom, and see if that works. Why not go directly to God through his mediator, Jesus Christ, and say, save now, I pray. O Lord, who is the psalmist praying to? If you've got a Bible like mine, you've got Lord in all caps. That's Yahweh. That's the divine name for God the Father. In the Old Testament, the personal name for God is Yahweh. YHWH or YHVH. Lord in all caps. In the New Testament, the personal name for God is Jesus. And God has given us this one mediator to come to him through. Just as Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem that first Palm Sunday marked the beginning of his deliverance, so too does his entry into our hearts mark the beginning of our deliverance. Do you not feel the sense that your sin renders you guilty before God? Save now, I pray. Your sin has broken your relationship with your Creator. But there's a remedy. Jesus delivers us from the wrath to come. And all we must do is pray something like this. Save now, I pray. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Save now, I pray, is a simple prayer. It is to the point. And it is personal. And even better than this, it deals with the 800-pound gorilla in the room. Our pride. When we say, save now, I pray, we recognize that we need God's help today to save us. For the psalmist, this was not the end of the prayer. For the same prayer is prayed again in a slightly different form. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. God's salvation work begins the moment we come to Him on the basis of Christ's merits. It continues throughout our lives and reaches perfection when we attain to heaven in our glorified state. Therefore, let us continually respond to the coming of Christ into the Jerusalem of our hearts, saying, save now, I pray, knowing that God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. And if God be present, He was here yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Finally, our prayer is a corporate prayer. Now, our prayer, as we have emphasized, is very personal. Save now, I pray, is a one-on-one transaction between us and God Almighty. Yet, when all of God's people, all of God's saints, and if you're sitting here this morning, having prayed that initial prayer, save now, I pray, then you too are a saint. What is the biblical definition of a saint? A saint is somebody who is sanctified. That word saint comes from the word sanctified, which means a set apart one. So in the Bible, somebody who's a saint is somebody who is set apart for salvation. In other words, somebody who has a relationship with God through His Christ. So when all of God's saints pray the same prayer, it becomes the prayer of the church. Save now, I pray, O Lord. Save now, I pray. Send now prosperity. Save now, we pray. On Palm Sunday, a great many people had experienced God's deliverance through Jesus already. Some who were crying out, Hosanna, had already experienced God's deliverance, having accepted Jesus Christ as the Messiah in faith even prior to the completion of His work. The truly converted were of one accord in praying for the furtherance of God's salvation plan, purpose, and program. So when we pray the second part of that prayer, send now prosperity, as a church, what we're praying for is for God's plan to be worked out among us, for God's purpose to be worked out among us, and for God's program to have success in our lives, in the lives of everybody around us, the lives of the people in our families, within the church, and our community, as we go out and we go outside these four walls throughout the week. So let us apply our text to pray, not only save me now, but save others now. We've made most of our application here in a very personal sense. By applying save now, I pray, to ourselves. What about save others now, I pray? How often do we pray for the salvation of souls of others in our family? We all have them. A mom or a dad, a brother, a sister, son or a daughter, a relative, a friend, even an enemy, an acquaintance, a thorn in our side. Why not say, Lord, save now, I pray, that person and soften their hearts. That the word of God might go out in power, and that the work of God may be effective and prosper their soul. O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years, in our hearts, here in our local church, and our community. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Heavenly Father, may these words, your words, sink deep into our hearts and our souls. And may you direct our way, that we might rightly apply these things to our own case, to find our own relationship with you directly through Jesus Christ, and that others in our midst might also become partakers of that same hope. Lord, that we might be lights as we continue in our ministry throughout the day and the week. We thank you for all of your great and gracious gifts to us this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.